And join us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast. The head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs, Morgan Dixon. And Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Well, thanks to KMZU for putting together Dream Team. It's pretty cool for the kids.
All right, and the two members from your squad, one junior, one senior. We'll start with the underclassmen first, and Seth Spicinger. And, you know, I said it to you before we started the interview here today that, gosh, it seems like he's been around forever. I thought he was a senior.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice that he is a junior. He didn't even play his freshman year, so he's really only played 2 years, but he's been pretty effective. He's so athletic and so quick and handles the ball well and just has a fun time out on the court. And he was a second-team all-conference for Clarence Cannon Conference, and so that was pretty exciting to get him second team on that. And you know, he just plays really good defense, handles the ball, and gets the ball to the right people, and can score a little bit too. So hopefully he'll be able to score a little bit more next year. But he's a good kid to coach.
What's that mean to your squad to have that kind of leadership coming back as sort of the floor general as your point guard?
Oh, well, it makes my life a lot easier because when teams press, it's all I have to do, you know, get the ball to Seth and everybody get out of the way, let him take care of it, and he can do that. He's so fast and handle the ball so well that he can just dribble through most presses. But the kids really look up to him. We always vote for captains at the end of the year, and he was voted as one of the captains, so the kids already look up to him as a leader and coming back next year as a senior. And, you know, he led the team in assists and steals, and they drew 10 charges throughout the year, so you know he's not afraid to step in and take some contact and do what little things that need to be done for the team. So I mean, he's such a great asset, and you know he knows what to do out on the floor. He learned a lot this year, and there'd be times he'd come over to the bench during free throws or whatever and say, hey, we need to do this or let's run this. And they asked it, you know, it's your team out there, you run it. If you think you can do it, you go ahead and do it. And so he'd take care of things, and it's going to be that much easier next year. We're not going to have to really work on that kind of stuff, and so he can lead us, and hopefully we'll get a few more wins next year.
Well, and two, you made mention of it just briefly that I've had an opportunity to see him play a couple different times, and he's got extremely quick feet.
Yeah, he does, and you know, and I always kind of laugh at him a little bit because he goes out there and he does all his little fancy dribbling just to, you know, that keeps him loose a little bit, and when he's loose, he has a lot more fun. And this year, he actually learned how to jump stop and try to shoot the ball instead of always going to the rim. That's what he's been doing the past couple of years, just take it to the rim and, you know, get out of control a little bit. And this year, he did a much better job of learning how to stay strong in the lane and get the shot up over people. And you know, he's so athletic, he can dunk it. He hasn't done it in a game yet, but, you know, that's going to be a big goal for him next year, I think, see if he can go in there and just hammer one down. But you know, with the quick feed and then the vertical jump he has, and, you know, pretty nice shot, too. He's just got to, you know, be a little more confident in that. And he's just a heck of a player.
Absolutely. And the other member from your squad on the Dream Team this year, a senior, and Cole Hoover. Let's talk about that young athlete.
And Cole has played basketball for 4 years. He is a 3-year letterman. I think he may have even started some as a sophomore, but the last 2 years he's been a starter, and he doesn't have the quickness of Seth, but he's kind of crafty. He's about maybe 6'2", but had to play inside for us because we weren't very big. And so he could guard a guard, or he could guard a post player inside. He has kind of long arms, and he's basically ambidextrous when he comes to a basketball. Last year I never could figure out which hand he was shooting with. So this year he gets in the lane, he can shoot either way. So teams really couldn't guard him very well with one hand or the other because he'd just switch hands and shoot it. But he's handles the ball very well. He'd throw the ball in, and if Seth got in trouble bringing the ball up, he'd bring it up. Sometimes he'd get a rebound and just take it down himself. So he was very versatile. He was our second leading scorer and rebounder for the season. You know, just a really solid defender, and handled the ball really well. And, you know, he was a smart kid. He's going to be Missouri Basketball Coach Association all-academic all-state, you know, high ACT score and all that kind of stuff. So it was exciting to coach him this year. It's kind of sad to not get him back next year, but we'll have to have somebody step in. But he really led the team this year, and when he played well, then the whole team played pretty well. So he was a big leader for us.
And he seemed to me, he kind of struck me as kind of a blue collar type guard. He wasn't afraid to do the dirty work.
And that's right. He would go inside and get a rebound and put it back up, and do what need to be done to get a shot. He wasn't a big scoring threat from the perimeter, but he had his little move that he could get in the lane and a nice little jump through and get past people and just do enough to get a bucket. And when we needed buckets, that's usually who we went to, get the ball to Cole and see if he can make a move on somebody, because they usually had one of their bigger guys on him since he was one of our taller guys, and he could pretty much get by the bigger guys and get to the basket. In conference play, he shot like 94-95% from the free throw line, so that was another good thing for us. He got fouled, and when we were playing conference team, he was going to make them. So, it was exciting to watch him mature through the year, too, because last year offensively, he was pretty good, but he got a lot better and got a lot more confident. And him and Seth played pretty well together. He saw four pretty well and got some nice assists and, just kind of did a little bit of everything and helped our team a whole lot this year.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Brookfield Bulldogs, Morgan Dixon, and talking about the two Dream Team members from his squad, the junior Seth Spicinger and the senior Cole Hoover. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us here today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
I don't know. I can't think of anything. They're just two great kids. If anybody ever watched our team play, they always had fun. That was one of the things we worked on early in the year. Just you got to have fun because Brookfield boys program hasn't been great the last several years. And same way, we won six games this year. Most they've won in like 8 or 9 years. So, and these two kids were a big part of it. And so I appreciate all their effort and congratulate them on the KMZU Dream Team. And thank you guys for hosting it.
There you have it, Coach Morgan Dixon of the Brookfield Bulldogs on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.